I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Libya, the civil war, or in this particular instance, the criminality of Gaddafi, the disgraced leader of Libya for 42 years, and the resistance by the free people of Libya, chiefly in Cyrenaica, the easternmost province, but also in significant towns throughout the country, in Tripolitania, the western province, most importantly at Misrata, the besieged city, the Stalingrad, or as I like to refer to it, the Pork Chop Hill. You will all recall that movie from the Korean War. It was meaningless except for the fact that both sides wanted to see what they would spend to hold on to it. Right now, Misrata has become the negotiating point between NATO and Gaddafi. The Gaddafi forces are most recently reported to starting bombardment again at Misrata. If you've seen photographs, you see that the whole city has either been abandoned or the people there have been driven underground. Because it is chiefly a concrete block-built city, like so many in the Middle East, Gaddafi's forces cannot push into the city without risking the worst of all combat situations, that's urban fighting, just like Stalingrad, and therefore they sit back and use their long-range weapons. NATO earlier airstrikes against Gaddafi forces outside of Misrata have not stopped the bombardment. NATO did attack Gaddafi's compound in these last hours, and that's a centerpiece of a demonstration of chutzpah by Gaddafi, the disgraced dictator, who is complaining to the United Nations that the original United Nations Security Council decision 1973 did not include his decapitation, his assassination. That's where it stands now. So I go to Anne Marlowe, who has spent many days, almost 2 weeks, in Benghazi, a meeting with the people of Libya, has now traveled back to Cairo for her comment on this apparent stalemate and what is to be done next. And a very good evening to you in Cairo. Good morning as well. The bombardment of Misrata. You were at Benghazi, some hundreds of kilometers to the west. Is Misrata understood to be the centerpiece of resistance? Is this where the fighting is most fierce for the Transitional National Council?
Well, it was, but what I heard from several people who came back from there while I was still in Benghazi is that the fighting within the city had largely ceased in that Gaddafi's forces had retreated. I was in Benghazi for 2 weeks, and during that time period, it was all the news was Misrata, Misrata, Misrata. But by Saturday, when I met with Ahmed Jibril, who you had on the show recently, a Libyan diplomat who used to be at the UN in New York, and he had gone in his official capacity to offer support to the people of Misrata and check out the situation for himself. And the very same day that I spoke with him, there was also an article by Charles Levinson in the Wall Street Journal reporting that the free Libyan fighters had largely pushed Gaddafi's forces outside the city. Now, Gaddafi did not stop bombarding the city, but I do not believe he holds any portion of Misrata now. And what I heard from Ahmed Jibril, I spoke with him, I saw him actually Sunday as well, and at that time he was saying that the free Libyan forces were even discussing pushing on towards Tripoli, because Misrata, while it's very far from Benghazi, is quite close, about 200 kilometers from Tripoli, and the two cities, which are number, you know, 1 and 3 in Libya, kind of merge somewhere in between. It's a heavily populated area. Now, I understand that many foreign observers think the Libyan freedom fighters moved too quickly the first time, that they were undisciplined and rather irresponsibly moved to take territory that they couldn't hold. So I believe that they're going to be trying to avoid that this time around. But what I was hearing is actually, you know, more of a move to push on to Tripoli than any sort of retreat. I don't know if something has come up in the last few hours, you know, but that's the latest word I heard.
The report we have is the bombardment again on Misrata. And the stalemate question, it's often mentioned now in the political narrative in the United States. that this is a stalemate. And there are calls for more pressure on Gaddafi. There are also calls for decapitation. Senator Graham said that over the weekend, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. At this point, Anne, the people in Benghazi, what do they want from the United States in support of the United Nations?
Well, they definitely do not want any foreign troops. I mean, they've been extremely clear on that. I have not met one person who thinks that is a good idea. In fact, everyone seems to think it's a terrible idea. What they want are armaments, better weapons for their fighters, armor-piercing weapons to combat Gaddafi's tanks. They very much welcome the Predator raids, but from what I understand, there's only two Predators in the sky over Libya, which is not very many. They each carry two Hellfires, so again, very limited capacity to strike with those. And of course, people in Benghazi were applauding the airstrikes when they were successful, when they actually degraded Gaddafi's military assets. They definitely welcomed American airstrikes, you know, regarding those airstrikes as being more effective than the NATO allies' airstrikes. You know, similar kind of situation to what I've observed in Afghanistan, where ISAF stands for ISIL, Americans Fighting.
Right. So, Anne, they do not want U.S. troops. They do not want NATO troops. They want more air power. Is that it? Do they want a fleet off of Tripoli to lower its guns and make sure Gaddafi leaves?
No one has said that. A number of people were very happy when there was a strike on Tripoli a couple of days ago, which took out the Libyan state television station for about 15 minutes. And when Senator McCain was in Benghazi on Friday at his press conference, he had suggested taking out that station as a very effective way of degrading the morale of Gaddafi and his forces and his remaining supporters. And that struck a note. A number of people actually applauded, Libyans applauded at the press conference, although they were there as reporters. They applauded that. And a number of people applauded when McCain spoke about giving the free fighters better communications gear. You know, they're using mobile telephones at this point in time to communicate with each other, and those mobile phones don't work too well. I used those for 16 days when I was in eastern Libya, and they work a little better outside of Benghazi than they do in Benghazi, but you usually have to call someone 10 times before you get through.
Finally, Anne, you wanted to comment on General Dubik, James Dubik, a retired lieutenant general who writes an op-ed in the national papers today, I believe in the New York Times, recommending boots on the ground and then a peacekeeper force in Libya. Do you find that an idea that is credible to the Libyan people?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I'm sure General Dubik's heart is in the right place. He wants the same outcome that the Libyans want, but that's not the way to get there. And I think that would provoke enormous resentment, not only in Libya, but in other countries that have made their revolutions this winter. The Libyans are very, very proud that they did what they have done so far themselves. They are more than happy to fight and die for their cause. They are definitely not the Afghans. They're definitely not the Iraqis. I've never seen a more determined set of people who are prepared to sacrifice for freedom. But they do not want foreign troops on their soil. They had a 40-year Italian presence, 30-something-year Italian presence in their soil, and they also saw some extremely bloody fighting in World War II, with the city of Benghazi changing hands 5 times between the Germans and the Allies. They do not want that again.
Anne Marlowe of the Hudson Institute, she's reporting from Cairo. The Libyans in Benghazi, the Transitional National Council, rejecting all ideas of boots on the ground. But they do want that television station off the air, the one that Gaddafi uses to put out his nonsense from Tripoli. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.